Hi, Sander. How are you? And I am renaming the Better Business Bureau the Better Leader Bureau. And today's question is, today's topic is, what type of questions do better leaders ask?
Well, this is a different kind of topic that we'll discuss. You know, I never thought about questions, and most ex-CEOs or CEOs don't think about questions. You think about answers. So this is a very interesting article. Hal Gregerson, who is a professor of leadership at MIT, wrote a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal a while ago. And it's just something just, in, just really, really intrigued me because you never think about this. So, you know, he says it's often said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Well, you know, the same could be asked of questions. You keep asking the same kinds of questions, and it's insane to think you're gonna get a different kind of answer. So, you know, most people want to be handed the five paradigm smashing questions to ask. Unfortunately, you know, it's not possible. But what is possible is creating the conditions where the right questions are likely to bubble up. So, here is some thoughts for our listeners to consider. So first, understand what kind of questions spark creative thinking. You know, there are lots of questions you can ask, but only the best really knock down barriers to creative thinking and channel energy down new, more productive pathways. So a question that has five traits. Let me share that with you, what these traits are. It reframes the problem. It intrigues the imagination. It invites others' thinking. It opens up space for different answers. And it's non-aggressive, not posed to embarrass, humiliate, or assert power over the other party, which is very interesting because, you know, the questions that, you know, I was taught by a good personnel coach was, you know, ask questions like, well, when I call your boss, what would she say was your biggest weakness and your biggest good? You know, I mean, but it's the same question over and over and over again. They think it's the same thing. So this is kind of an interesting thing to consider. So you got to kind of create the habit of asking questions, which we don't do. We focus on answers as leaders, right? So many bosses simply aren't used to asking questions. They're used to giving answers. So in the early stages of building your questioning capacity, it's always helpful, you know, to start by copying other people's questions. So let's talk about Peter Drucker, the management emperor. who liked to jumpstart strategic thinking by asking, let me quote, what changes have recently happened that I don't fit what everyone knows? That's a Peter Drucker thing, something that I would never even think about. Another example, a leader in a consumer packaged goods company constantly asks, what more can we do to delight the customer at the point of purchase? And what more to delight them at the point of consumption? Well, that's a very good question to ask a prospective employee, right? At a high rank. So that's it's a habit of asking questions. Okay. So next is fuel that habit by making yourself generate new questions. So don't stop with the old, you know, generic question set. No matter how well you think it covers the bases, it will become just another activity rut for you. So what you want to do is generate new and better questions, not to cap your questioning career at the level of playing floor scales. So, you know, share the most compelling of those questions with someone else. Engage it with a minute. So there's a pretty well-known example that all of us have heard about. you may not remember the name of the CEO, but it's Blaine Mikulski. When I tell you what he is, you'll understand and figure out. So he was in Argentina, and Blaine Mikulski, that is, when by his account he noticed a lot of children running around barefoot. He didn't need to ask why they didn't have shoes. Obviously, they were poor. But here's the question it brought to him. Is there a sustainable way to provide children with shoes without having to rely on donations? And thus he launched the social enterprise Tom's Shoes, with its famous one-for-one business model. So for every pair of shoes he sold, or what the company sold, a pair of shoes went to the children there in Argentina. It was wonderful, wonderful move. But that's what he did. That's the question he asked himself. So next, respond with the power of the pause. So when someone comes to you with a problem, don't immediately respond with an answer. This is harder than it sounds, because you have probably internalized it since long ago that you're the boss, because you're decisive and have good judgment. In other words, you, the boss, always have the best answer. So instead, make it your habit to respond with a question. This is hard to do, but a question. Ideally one that reframes the problem, but at least one that draws out more of your colleague's thoughts on the matter. So, I'm not talking about the cop-out rejoinder of, well, what do you think we should do? That's a terrible question. Help the person think through how the decision should be made with questions like, so what are we optimizing for? What's the most important thing we have to achieve with whatever direction we take? Or what makes this decision so hard? What problem felt like this in the past? Those are the questions.
Can I throw in? I know you're right in the middle, but I need to throw in a different question, because I am finding this constantly out there, and it is, yeah. And I don't know why more people aren't asking it. But what are you trying to accomplish? So, what is the objective? Stop for a second. What are we like? What? Because in an overall transaction, there are obviously numerous. Numerous other ones that need to be coordinated to get to that objective.
Right.
And I have found that because of, and this is just my experience being out in the world, that because of the overuse of screens and screens making you just go to the next, people aren't thinking peripherally, so to speak. So they're not able to see what the bit that they're doing and where it fits in. And I spent a lot of time untangling things that shouldn't have gotten tangled in the first place. And the main reason they've gotten tangled is that no one said, okay, what are we what's the overall objective? What are we trying to do?
Right. So. Well, you do it a lot because you interview all of your guests. So you need to continue, obviously, to brainstorm for different questions, which is the next point I want to make to our listeners. You know, brainstorm for questions. This is an idea that's so simple, but it involves an exercise so fast that it constantly surprises me how effective it is. Whenever you or your team is in an impasse, or there's a sense of that some insights is eluding you regarding a problem or opportunity, just stop, and spend 4 minutes generating nothing but questions about it. So that's very important. And, you know, here's an example from an innovation team in a consumer company struggling to come up with some new concepts. We tried this question, you know, what if we launched a response to a competitor's product and did it better? But soon enough, it arrived at, are we stuck on assuming a certain price range? What if the customer is willing to give us 10 times that? What do we deliver that would make that would be valuable to them? And bingo, the team zeroed in on that question as having real juice in it and started generating more exciting ideas. And finally, the point about the questions is reward your questioners. you know, finally, keep track of how you respond when someone in the room asks a question that challenges how you've been approaching a problem or feels like it threatens to derail a solution train already leaving the station. Yeah. I remember hearing from executives at one company that the boss always surprised his top team, but willing to hear out even the craziest ideas. When others in the room were shaking their heads and hastening to move along, he would be the one way to say, wait, say more, to find that part of the flight or fantasy that could work. So if there's one constant theme here, it's the idea that bosses should reconceive what their primary job is. They aren't there to come up with today's answers or even get their teams to come up with them. Their job is to build their organization's capacity for constant innovation. And that's the enterprise future. Their own career trajectory depends on their resolve to ask better questions. So this is a different kind of subject, obviously. And Jill, obviously you know it well, a lot better than me, because that's what you do all day with your guests on the show.
Yeah, but there are a lot of interviewers. There are a lot of people who ask questions, and I know that there's an old saying that there's no such thing as a stupid question, but from an interviewing standpoint, I'm sorry, there are stupid questions. But
yes,
what stupid questions generally come out of is a failure of the questioner, not the failure of the questioner to either listen and hear what the person is saying or listen and use their brain to go, well, wait a sec, what you've just said, for example, there are millions of diplomatic ways to do this, but basically you can say, you know, you're kidding, right? But with slightly more finesse.
Yes. Yes, that's very, very true. So this is a different kind of thing that I thought our listeners would enjoy hearing.
And here's my question to you. What led you to discover this? No. Was there an event, or have there been recent events that just made you go, hey, one of the things that's missing from a management standpoint is people questioning?
Well, you know, it's something we don't think about.
I know.
You don't think about it. You think about answers, not question. So this piece by this gentleman who wrote the article happened to be the executive director of the MIT Leadership Center, and it just brought up a lot of ideas, you know. So I thought I would like to share this with our listeners, that leaders should focus more on questions, different kinds of questions, to get the answers they need.
Thank you very much, Sander Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day. Bye-bye, Jill.